Hello there, we're in the Word House, House of the Rocky Nuhu. Understand that God does His things through His Word, and nothing beyond it. It's our privilege, therefore, to minister God's Word to you. And we believe that as you listen and live by these principles you're about to hear, your life will definitely be transformed. Listen and be blessed.
I'm going to ask you to rise on your feet this morning. As we bring, we introduce to some and present to others. None other but God's grace, God's servant, His grace, Ambassador, Dr. Donald Dunze Jr. Come on, let's put our hands together. Can you raise the volume just a little bit?
Lift up your hands and say something to the Lord this morning. What a mighty God we serve. He has been faithful. He's been good. If it had not been for the Lord on our side, who knows what would have happened? He can pick out your voice in the crowd. If only you can tell Him something. O Lord, my God, how great Thou art. Raymond, what a faithful God. Can you sing this morning as if you can see Him?
Consider all.
Father, we thank you. You are bigger than the biggest. You are stronger than the strongest. Wiser than the wisest. Richer than the richest. Greater than the greatest. Who is like unto thee? Glorious in holiness. Fearful in praises. Lord, today we worship you. Have your way in the midst of your people. In Jesus' name we worship. That a man is suffering from malaria. Well, this is a love atmosphere. Can you take a minute and do what you can to make sure your neighbor wears another smile? Can you do that? Can you do that? If you're not able to do that, you don't belong here. Wait. This is the problem we have in families, and we are going to be discussing it. Anybody who knows me knows that I'm a very raw local man. I'm a very typical Mbise man. We don't pretend. You know, one of the worst things that can happen to a man is to be in a family and be lonely. You can be surrounded by people and yet very lonely. I'm going to be talking about laws of relationship, and one of the laws is the law of presence. That there are people around you, you are dying, but nobody knows you are dying. You are just there, and the worst of it is to see people give out what they should give to you, and they claim it's not there. Don't let anybody by your side feel lonely now. When I said that, talk to somebody. You see people facing the one they know, the one they love. And then somebody's by the side and the person is still standing like a statue. Reach out. Of course, you should know in your family. Go and read Ephesians chapter 6 and you discover the members of a family. The husband, the wife, the children. And then it goes to servants and masters. Your house is not complete if you don't have anybody that you didn't give birth to biologically. It's not complete. You should go beyond your loins to take care of people and become a father to someone whose father is not around. Become a brother to someone whose brother is not around. Become a sister to someone whose sister is not around. Become family to someone that doesn't have one. That's the mind of God. It's possible you go out and you sorry to keep you standing, but it's good for you. I was traveling. I'm giving my message already. I have 38 minutes. I have about 12 laws to share with us, but I will share one or two because of the time. But it's important to me that you get something today. One of the biggest things you can share in life is a smile. You don't know that your conversation is a gift. You may not understand that your greeting, a good one, is a gift. How much more talk about sharing? Traveling from Lagos in those days in a luxury bus. And we stopped. I had no money. I had to enter Kennedy Lichuku because it was their terminal was just at the beginning of our street. So I don't need money to take a taxi back home. But we stopped at Ore, where people come down to eat. I didn't have any money, so I had to stand by the door of the bus until people went in to eat. And the person who was by my side bought egg roll. Bought banana, bought coke. I was by the window, he was inside. This guy opened the egg roll, finished the first one, finished the second one, finished the third one, stretched his hand across me to throw away the waterproof. Picked up the coke, finished it, stretched his hand across me and threw away the thing. And then picked up the banana, ate the first finger, threw it away, ate the second until he finished everything. 20, 30 minutes, he started snoring. Only to land his head on my shoulder. Now, broke again, make it. The way I quacked that guy, sleep ran back to the village. On that note, take 5-10 seconds. Look at someone, you somehow life brought two of you to sit together. The person may not have money for lunch, but you don't know. Leave all this packaging in House on the Rock. You will know when we go out to share rice now. You will know. Take 2 minutes. This is good. Listen, if you can't be a friend, you can't be a spouse. This is important. This is me. I know a lot of people are watching right now. You are just in a family with people and nobody cares you are there. If depression catches you there, you're very close to suicide. Take 5 seconds. Look at someone you didn't take notice of. You didn't even see what they were wearing on their legs. Can you look at someone and put a smile on that person now? Come and do that before you sit down. Someone that you didn't come with that person. Look for a total stranger. Come and do that. You never can tell. Anything can happen here now. It could be the person on the panel you're going for interview. Appreciate somebody's dressing. Put a smile on someone. Come on, do that, but don't collect phone number. Nah, you look good. Yes, please, you can take your seat right now. Just quietly rub somebody's knee and just tell that person, I love you. Whether it's from your heart or from your stomach, anyone, just say, praise God. It's a beautiful day. One of the best things that can happen to a man is to enjoy good relationships. One good friend, it's better than a company of enemies. One good friend is better than people who don't care, but they are just around you. And today, let's look at what I titled the laws of relationship. Building a good relationship takes commitment. Good relationships are not products of prayer. Good relationships are not products of money. Good relationship, I'm using the word relationship, not marriage, because relationships are dynamic. They start as friendships and get into marriage. There are some that don't even enjoy friendship and they land in marriage and they begin to have frictions. Yesterday we discussed about being friends. When friends get married, it's a different thing. And so we need to understand what is it that makes a relationship work. What are the laws that govern it? It's important that we take time to develop our intellect, to get knowledge on what we are getting into. A man who does not prepare for what he's getting into has only prepared to fail. Good relationships are built, they are not bought. A good marriage is built, it's not bought. Good friendship is built, it's not bought. A relationship that costs you nothing has no value. They are products of intentions. A good relationship, it's intentional. It's not casual. You make up your mind and take decisions over certain things. You take deliberate decisions to ignore certain things, to focus on certain things, to act on certain things, to stop yourself from doing certain things, even when you feel like doing them. How far you go in life will be powered by the kind of relationships that you have around you. Your speed is a man. I keep saying it. Grace is a man. It's possible that the one that will power your life is a wife or a husband. Be careful not to abuse that person. Now let's look at the scripture, Proverbs chapter 11, verse 29. And from there we can take maybe three or four of the laws. Proverbs 11, verse 29. He that troubleth his own house shall inherit the wind, and the fool shall be servant to the wise of heart. Let's take it from different translations. Give me NIV. NIV. Let's run through this. He who brings trouble on his family. And that is to say that there are people who give trouble to other people's family and they run back home. But the one that will give trouble to his own, be careful to know that it's not talking about any particular person in particular. It could be a husband, it could be a wife, it could be the child. Someone watching me now, you have become a problem to your parents. You have only planted seeds waiting for your harvest. Can I speak to some grandmothers that are here who are troubling their daughter-in-laws? Someone is listening to me right now. You have made your daughter-in-law's life miserable. You are only destroying the life of your son. And you will pay for it. That is witchcraft. Can I talk to someone here who is making her brother's wife miserable? You are only sister-in-law. You're not a wife yet. And you will not allow another woman enjoy because you're saying, my brother, my brother. You came to reap where you did not sow. Have you not read it in the Bible before? Stop looking at me like that. It's not a strange thing. John chapter 4 verse 38. You never read them before? Okay, bring it on. John 4:38. I sent you to reap what you have not did what? So, others have done the work and you have reaped the benefit of their labor. It is in the Bible. So next time anybody tells you you came to reap where you didn't sow, tell the person it is written. While people are walking and others are eating, others are eating for what people have worked for. It's a realm, and some of us are operating from there. But I'm talking to someone here who's making another person's life miserable. Remember that what you sow, you will reap. Let's have it on Message Bible. Proverbs 11:29. Let's go on Message Bible. Exploit. or abuse your family and end up with a fist full of air. Common sense tells you it's a stupid way to live. No matter how good it is outside, you must go home. No matter how much time you spend outside, a time must come, you must go home. Where are you going to? We have men that have rented hotels. You come into a hotel and they tell you this room, no, it is fully booked throughout the year. I don't know if you have seen that kind of thing before. They tell you nobody goes there. Even when nobody is there, it is booked. Initially, I was thinking it was men who were living careless lives where they come to see their girlfriend. But until I encountered two men, I discovered it was a resting place for men who are running away from trouble at home. Just when they can have peace and keep cool down their head, they go to that place and lie down and they can sleep. Men who built good houses, but they cannot sleep in it. Because of the one that is occupying it with them. Today I've discovered there are many people outside the country who will never, never pass money through any of their relations. People are building houses and their family do not know. People come in right now and they don't want their family members to know they came in. And they just surface like that. Hear me, this is because there is trouble in that house. Someone is causing pain to another person. Are you one of such people? This is a generation where someone will give money to his own brother to do something and the brother will eat it. Kwechiri, you won't do me anything now. But after eating that one, will you eat another? Why are we not thinking? He that brings trouble to his own house, you will inherit the wind. He says, common sense tells you it's a very stupid way to live. How is it that your brother cannot trust you? How is it that your husband cannot trust you? Now, let's get into these laws of relationship. It's important we understand this, that your relationship is the testing ground for your spirituality. Everybody here is holy. Every one of us is good. Every one of us is anointed. But let's step outside in the office at home. Then we can know if you're a Christian or not. There are people that are prayer warriors. Powerful, but you cannot trust them with money. You borrow money to pay 1 week and it's 1 year. Not that you're not getting the money, but you don't see it very important to pay back. And yet the person is handling microphone in church. Today we have women that are stealing. We have men that are stealing. A man will steal from the husband, wife's handbag and accuse the children. You never see them before? Some of you are laughing. It's like it has happened in your house. And you know, it's unfortunate that even as grown up as some men are, they still steal from the pot. You just cross kitchen, nobody's there, you can't meet, come up and go away. These things happen and you pass it to children, you're killing children, but you are the person that started it. What I'm driving at this morning is, can you be intentional? You can give your relationship a fresh start. Let's look at these laws. Let's look at these laws and we get into what God will want us to do. Number one is the law of open and honest communication. Open and honest communication. Open and honest communication. This law It's so important that your life, your relationship runs on it. Can I tell someone today that one of the things that power relation, communication is your thoughts. The law of your thoughts. What are you thinking? Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 and 5. Very quickly. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of what? Somebody talk to me today. Of what? Now, go to verse 5. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Give me the Message Bible. Give me the Message Bible. We use our powerful God tools for smashing warped philosophies, tearing down barriers erected against the truth of God, fitting every loose what? Somebody talk to me. Every loose what? And what? And what? You know the reason why someone will not say I love you to somebody he doesn't know? It's programmed in the thoughts. Yesterday, a lady asked a question. Because of where I'm coming from, when somebody says, I love you, she feels it's a scam. There are things in your mind you must deal with. You can't communicate when you have made up your mind about something somebody is talking about. Open conversation. Leave what you have and try to be in the position of the person talking. How many times have you seen yourself concluding on what somebody is talking about when the person has not finished? That is destructive. The person may be saying what you know, but coming from another dimension that you don't know. It's important that if you want to run a relationship well, you must be able to open your mind to hear the person out. You must be able to communicate. It goes beyond silence. You know, one thing that is killing relationship is silence. It's silence. I do that a lot. And I'm growing. There's a time to be silent, but there's a time for you to talk. Nobody can read your mind. Only God reads the mind. And one of the fastest ways to destroy, somebody is telling you, what do you have to say? Say nothing. What is wrong with you? Nothing. Are you okay? I'm okay. But you're not smiling. Is it your business? Some of us have PhD in the art of ignoring people. I'm addressing someone here because you may be punishing someone, but you are losing out on things. You're destroying something that you're going to need. A lot of us come from background where we have been so terrorized that you cannot communicate or speak out. You just keep to yourself. Once something happens, you withdraw to your shell. And it's difficult to pull you out. Someone is suffering that thing as I'm talking now. I used to be like that. I can spend 3 hours with you and not say a word. Anybody who will tell me I will be a public speaker, you must be joking. It took me 2 weeks to learn how to smile with a mirror. No, not a joke. I'm serious about it. I lock myself and be rehearsing how to shape my mouth. It was my mother that made me start wearing hairs on my head. I don't like hair. I wear the original Gorimaba. Once I put my Vaseline, look at my head, you will see your image. Smiling is not, is out of the way for me. Hard, rugged guy. I had issues with cult guys in school who were looking for my membership. You can imagine my size with that kind of face. My presence will give you terror. Until Christ came in. And I had to tell myself, you can't live like this. If you ask my wife, she will tell you that the first 3-4 years of our marriage, she could not understand who this man is. Sometimes I wake up in the night, I see her crying. I say, what is the problem? He says, you. Communicate. Some of us end up, you don't want to eat food. You reject food. It will bomb boy. And the new generation, what they do, you are angry, you don't want to communicate, you leave the house. 2-3 days, nobody. Somebody is calling your phone, you will not pick. My friend, you yourself, you are dying. You are dying. And the devil will send you a fake person that will bring a fake comfort. And you will find yourself in a ditch that will be difficult for you to come out from. And yet, the one who should help you was abandoned at home. Someone listen to me today. Offenses must come. You cannot relate without offenses. Zebrodiah said, some of you don't know who Zebrodiah is. Okay, go away, as 4:30. He said, the quarrel between husband and wife are nothing but lubrication of love. Wisdom, my brother. They are nothing but lubrication of love. Another person said, I love quarreling with you. I said, why will you love quarreling with me? He said, because settling is sweet. Someone listen to me. It's simple that you understand that the person does not think like you. So certainly you cannot agree every time on the same thing. Why don't you make room? Communicate. I don't like this. I look at this. No, I disagree. Can you discuss and not argue? It will help your relationship. The more you argue and the more you win an argument, the wider the gap between both of you. Don't take pleasure in winning because you're actually losing the relationship. A time will come when the other person will say, doesn't matter, you will always win. And the person will not talk. My friend, check your intentions. Are you happy with winning? Or are you happy with keeping the relationship? Are you happy with winning? Or are you happier with keeping the relationship, but you lost? There are certain things you must overlook. This law says that it requires that you move beyond your assumptions, your thoughts. Don't relate with your husband with the way your mother related with your father. Don't relate with your spouse with the way your friend related. What happened to your friend is not happening to you. They are not the same people that are involved. And so you must be able to understand that there are things that power your friend that is not powering you. There are things in the background of that person that is not in your background. There are things that can happen there. It may come up in your own bed, not for the same reasons. So you can't begin to do what another person has done or approach your partner with the thought of what has happened to another person. My friend, be intentional and be personal with your own relationship. Communicate. Go beyond silence. Go beyond assumption. It is important that we talk about honesty. Honesty. Be honest about your feeling. Be honest about other association and relationships beyond or outside what you have. If you have someone that was close to you and you got married, you should be able to understand that your explanation of that relationship to your spouse is very vital to your life. Don't pretend you have nothing to do with this person when you know that two of you are close. One day, a text message will come in when you are not there. Somebody will read it. No matter the lock you give to your phone, one day it will go to computer village. One day, these Gen Z children will decode your key, your password, and you'll be wondering, how did they know? It's important that we communicate. I cannot spend all the time on it, but communicate. It's very important that you communicate. Say the right thing. Be honest. Let me say something about this communication thing. I just have 10 minutes. Look at this. Don't let your partner hear from outside what he should hear from you. Don't let your friend get to know from outside what you are the person to communicate to that person. Don't come up with, I don't want to lose you. That's why I didn't tell you. Oh, Ashe. A lie. Save yourself. Even keeping that information is traumatizing your life. I don't know how he's going to take it. I don't know how he's going to take it, my friend. You will know how he will take it when he hears it from outside. It will be worse. Preserve your life. I'm speaking to someone now. Be open. Don't tell lies. Where are you? I'm in the office. But you're in the restaurant. And you don't know the person calling you is in the restaurant. Let's be open. Pull down thoughts. I don't know what happened to your brother, but you're not your brother. I don't know what happened to your friend. The things you bring into your... Somebody cracked a joke, but I know what you have been thinking. Somebody cracked a joke, but another person has taken it serious. It was a joke. But in your frame of mind, why will you say this kind of thing? You have taken it serious. Simple communication. What do you mean by that? Why did you say that? What you said just hurt me. And then the person will have room to explain. But suddenly you withdraw because of a joke. Communication will take care of that. There are unnecessary pressures in your life because you kept quiet. Someone needs to open up today. Open up. It's important you open up, not minding whatever will be the result. When the result comes, you'll be able to resolve it if there is any problem from it. But it's going to bring you peace. Peace of mind is something you cannot buy in Market Square. Peace of mind. There's a time to keep silent. When the other person is boiling, when the other person refuses to understand. But when it has to do with explanation, when it has to do with moving yourself forward, please open your mouth and talk. Especially those of us that have been so blessed that you stay in separate bedroom. Be careful. Separate bedrooms. They are the lab where negatives are developed. To your tent, O Israel. You go and lock. And you see, I've seen couples communicate by dropping notes. How can you be in the same house? You are communicating with text message. Are you all right?
in the same house. You drop your messages on phone and go your way. That's a prison. That is not a house. That's not a family. Am I talking to someone today? The law of communication means, says that as you communicate, you keep your relationship alive. Be able to speak out. Find the right time to speak. We can't get into the art of communication today. Because when you talk about communication, you're talking about the time of communication. You're talking about the mood of communication. You're talking about the body language in communication. You're talking about the mood of the other person, the state of the other person. It's not enough to talk. It's enough to be understood. It's not about you talking. The question is, did you communicate? Is the person understanding your point or seeing another thing from what you're saying? How can you be sleeping in a meeting like this? I beg you, make you no sleep. My head no normal, I beg you. Adequam normal. Number two, the law of trust. I want to stick to time. Third service, we continue with them. The law of trust. The law of trust. The law of respect. Oh, Jesus. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 13. What does it say? I hope I'm correct. Thirteen verse four, sorry about that. Give me King James. Marriage is honorable in how many things? Somebody talk to me. In how many things? Give me another version of it very quickly, very quickly. Honor marriage and guard the sacredness of sexual intimacy between husband and wife. Now, look at this. You can pull it off. The moment honor dies in marriage, that marriage does not exist. What keeps your marriage is your commitment to the covenant you made. The moment you cease to respect the covenant, hear me and hear me well, that marriage has gone down. When you talk about the law of marriage, of respect and honor, it is simply saying that it is mutual, that the two people involved must have respect for each other. Pastor Ed said something yesterday and he quoted a scripture, and that scripture is Ephesians chapter 5 verse 21. Submit yourself one to another. Before you heard wives submit. The law of mutual respect and honor, hear me, is talking about respecting each other, respect each other's opinion, respect each other's boundaries, respect each other's individuality. It's important that we accord. Don't let familiarity make you treat your spouse or your friend like somebody who is nothing. If you earn more than your spouse, that is where your test will come. If you have regard for your achievement more than your spouse, then you don't belong there. Someone listen to me today. Don't forget where you are coming from. And don't let what you have earned enter your head. You don't know people until they touch power and they touch money. You don't know people. Some of us now are very humble. You listen to ushers, protocol tell you stay here, you stay here. It is just poverty that kept you there. The moment you can come now with your escort, with your aides, then you need to be kept a reserve seat in front. Is it possible that you can still come in and go behind? Sometimes people carry their career and they carry it home. I was consulting with a high court judge. She called me in because of some cases they have, marriage cases. And we were discussing in the office. She's a lady. And then when it was 12 noon, she said, "Pastor, please, can we reschedule this meeting? My husband comes home to take lunch by 1, and I have to be there to serve him." I said, "Are you serious?" She said, "Yes." He said, "Will you mind joining us for lunch?" I said, "Why not?" Come and eat, it's not come and die. And we left with her. The policeman came in, carried her handbag, carried everything. I entered, and we moved. We got home. I sat down in the living room, and she rushed to the parlor to prepare lunch for her husband. We were sitting there, and one portable man just walked in like that, wearing jean shorts and t-shirts. I thought it was some of the guys living in the house. I didn't know it was the husband. Until I heard, "Honey, are you home?" He said, "I'm in the kitchen." I said, "Lekwa no more." Smart. In a short time, there was food on the table, and then she came out, introduced. I said, "Madam, how could you have just left where you are to come? Don't you have cooks?" He said, "I have cooks, but my husband has to eat what I prepared." You looking at me, even your name will not allow you to prepare food. Respect. Mutual respect. Value the opinion. Don't discard what somebody else is saying. I had a man in Onisha who told me, "How can I say sorry to a woman I married with my money?" I told him, "Oga, you will soon die." He said, "How can you say something like that?" I said, "Which area do you come from?" He mentioned the area, and I said, "Let's look at your area, and let me show you what your area. Your area is a place where you don't know any man that is rich until you mention how many dekins they have. When you say man is rich, they ask you, how many dekins? You have 4 dekins, you have 4 of them, 3 dekins, that is 3-story building. You have 4 of them. That's how they measure." I said, "Go and check all the men that build such houses. How many of them are still alive, and how many of their wives have become landlady?" The man started doing 1, 2, 3, 4. He said, "Okwezioko. Is it their wives that killed them?" I said, "I don't know." "You have men are rich, but their wives." I said, "It's because you use your wealth to terrorize your wife. And then she has to remove you. You can't say sorry. If you're not too big to offend, don't be too big to apologize." I can't get into the lot of apologies now. My time is up. But someone, listen to me. It's important. "I'm sorry," it's not apology. You must state what you did. "I'm sorry for talking to you that way. I'm sorry for walking out on you. I'm sorry for..." Don't say, "Yes, I'm sorry," you say, it becomes an insult. "Sorry now, sorry." That's an insult. Sorry, we don't have all the time today. But it's important that we begin to respect each other. You respect people by how you arrange their things. You respect people by how you treat their friends. You respect people by how you treat their profession, what they are doing. Honor people for the achievements they have. Don't destroy the glory of your partner. Not even your children. You don't begin to abuse your children in the presence of other children. It's an error. Some men specialize in running down their wives in the presence of their relations. Don't mind her. Whatever you do to your spouse, you do to yourself. Love your neighbor. As what? So accord your spouse, accord your friend what you accorded yourself. It will be unfortunate that you don't respect yourself. And of course, in this world, there are many people who don't respect themselves. There are people you want to fight. They will go naked before you. Before you touch your own, they remove their own. I don't know what you would do if you handle such a man. Who comes to fight you? And first of all, undresses, wearing only pants. What do you think he would do to you? That's the way it is. There are people that are ready. Do you even respect yourself? Can you conduct yourself in a way that will attract respect? The law of attraction that I started talking about in thoughts says that whatever you think on and stay on, you attract. Whatever you focus on, you will attract. Oga, don't stand up, please. Make us close. That is a test of my message. You must respect boundaries. Rise on your feet. He that troubles his family, exploit and abuse. And I want to ask, did you in any way contribute to the friction in that relationship? When you keep people waiting and it looks like other things are more important than them. I am coming. The person is waiting, but you are somewhere. I said, let me finish something. I brought somewhere. You have a way of telling people that they are not important. You will destroy that relationship. I had somebody that told me that she had a surgery. I said, you had a surgery. You didn't tell me. He said, the way it came suddenly. And it was a major surgery. I said, where are you? He said, I'm in my sister's house. I said, where is that? Inside Loma Linda New Extension. If you know where that place is. I said, give me a direction. I drove to that place. Navigated a place I've never entered in Enugu. I came in there. She looked at me and said, so you were serious? I said, what do you mean? He said, when you said you were coming, I felt it was one of those statements. Can you give a meaning to people in their lives? Can you give this relationship value? You even ignored your partner's birthday. You have said happy Valentine to a lot of people. Did you say it to the person in your house? That's what we're talking about. You know, some people are very beautiful outside, but they are tyrants inside. And some of them are looking at me now. Can you show somebody what it means to be loved by God? This is a year of love. Showing God's love. Can you teach somebody what God's love means? I have not come to the law of forgiveness. I have not come to the law of presence. Maybe in the second service or third service. The law of presence. It goes beyond sitting at home. It goes to being involved in another man's world. Relationships. It's not money that keeps you together. Today I want to tell someone. You are not functioning well because the Spirit of God is not functioning well in your life. Can you just close your eyes in 1 minute? Can you have someone that will say, Reverend Don, from where I am coming, love is strange. It's strange. I still don't believe that there is much love. I still don't believe that there is true love. I have been abused. I have been battered. I have been disappointed. I have been messed up. But can God
We hope that you've been richly blessed by this message. For inquiries or to listen to more of Reverend Edwin Baebo's messages, kindly log into www.hotrenugu.org/mp3. That is www.hotrenugu.org/mp3 to listen and or to download. Truly, the word works.